Nellie. Okay, but you haven't heard of that. What's that? You know this one. Nickname for a little boy named William, beginning with B.
Bill.
Okay, who wrote the first of the four Gospels? You know, there's Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is...
Mark.
That's the second one.
I can't remember that.
About Matthew?
Matthew. All right.
Okay, a woman who conducts school is a what?
Teacher.
Okay, would you call her a woman teacher, or would you call her just a school teacher?
Teacher. School teacher.
Okay. What's the novelist who wrote the Last of the Mohegans and all that? Do you remember his name?
I studied it, I can't think.
And his last name is spelled C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper.
How would his name, what's his wife's name? She'd be Mrs. White.
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. What is a preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, but he preaches on Sunday, thinks he's had the call, but he hasn't been to theological school or anything? You ever heard a name for that?
Unordained.
Okay, have you ever heard of the Jack Webb preacher?
No.
Okay. But, okay. What relation would your mother and sister be to me? To you?
She's my aunt.
Okay. What's the wife of Abraham in the Bible? Starts with an S.
Sarah.
If your father had a brother by the name starting with W, what would you call him? You know, the name I sang before is Bill.
William.
You call him what?
Uncle Bill.
Okay. What's the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia?
Robert E. Lee.
Okay. And if you gave him his full military title, it'd be what?
General.
Okay. And who's the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken to
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. And
that's right, Robert E. Lee was Colonel.
Right. What do they call the man in charge of the ship?
Captain.
Okay. The man who presides over the county court is called what?
Judge.
Okay, and who's the judge down in Dixon County now?
Not sure. Might be Ship Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Okay. Is Judge Field not down there anymore?
Yeah, I guess it is still Field. I guess Ship's just a lawyer. He judged somewhere for a while.
Uh-huh. I was wondering because I used to know him down there. What do you call a person who goes to college to study?
What is a student?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Student. You have any other name for him? Would you call him a student rather than a scholar or a pupil, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, who's the woman in the office who handles the boss's mail and all that kind of stuff?
Secretary.
Okay. What's the woman who appears in plays and movies?
Actress.
Okay. You know that one real. If your nationality for anyone born in the USA, it's called it what?
American.
Okay. And give me some words for people who are black in this country. What kind of words do people apply to them?
Blacks, Negroes, niggers.
Okay. Now, which one would the black person want to be called, or the Negro?
Blacks.
And what ones wouldn't they want to be called?
They wouldn't want to be called niggers or jigaboos.
Okay, have you heard any other negative terms?
Jigaboo.
Okay.
Spook.
Mm-hmm.
Spade. I don't guess they'd like that.
Uh-huh. Any others?
Can't think of any.
And you said they'd rather be called?
Blacks.
Okay.
Nowadays.
And what about white people? Are there any names that, like, for whites, especially people in the country, names for white people that would be considered negative in the same way, like nigger or...
Depends on who was saying it. Blacks would say honky.
Okay.
And...
Well, what? Yeah.
Redneck.
Okay. What does redneck mean to you?
Redneck to me would be, I don't know, just.
Is it me?
Probably a football player.
No.
Just a loud type guy.
Uh-huh.
Drinks a lot of beer.
Uh-huh.
And he gets loud when he does.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't consider.
Would he know much? Would he be educated or would he?
No, nah, usually he wouldn't be.
Would a redneck be the same as a Packerwood? You mentioned Packerwood before.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't even say Packerwood.
But your uncle would say.
Yeah.
Would he mean the same, or would he mean?
No, I doubt he would.